الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله بلغ العلا بكماله كشفت دجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel to this program. So inshallah zawajal I will be in your company inshallah and together we would have a beautiful program. Hum durood pak ki fazilatein bhi sunenge kalam bhi sunenge inshallah aur jo hame tazkira karna hai یا جس چیز کے حوالے سے ہم کلام کرنے جا رہے ہیں انشاءاللہ what we're going to be speaking about it is very relevant and important so I would request the viewers and listeners of Madani channel if you are seated with your families if you are watching this program please stay tuned to Madani channel lock your channel or lock the program onto this channel inshallah so that you could enjoy this program right from the beginning to the end ویسے الحمد للہ واٹ اے بیوٹیفل فیلنگ اٹ از ٹو بگن اینڈ ٹو اسٹارٹ یور ڈے بائی ریسائٹنگ درود اپون دا کاز اینڈ کریم آف کریشن رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واٹ اے بیوٹیفل فیلنگ اٹ گیوز سبحان اللہ چلیں اسی نسبت سے ہم ایک حدیث سنتے ہیں دیٹس ان ریلیشن ٹو سینڈنگ درود اینڈ صلاۃ علی النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ اکبر اٹ ہیز بی مینشنڈ دیٹ حضرت سیدتنا رابعہ بصریہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ شی واز اے ویری گریٹ سینٹ آف ہر ٹائم اللہ اکبر اٹ ہیز بین مینشن دیٹ دا ڈے اینڈ دا ایو دیٹ شی واز بورن ہر فادر دا فادر آف دس گریٹ پرسنالٹی ہی بیگین ٹو ویپ اینڈ کرائی اینڈ ہی کرائی ٹو دس ایکسٹینڈ دیٹ ہی فیل اسلیپ ایز ہی فیل اسلیپ ان ہز ڈریم ہی سو دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم And the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that what had made you cry? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of this is happening in his dream. I am such a poor person, main ghareeb faqeer aadmi hoon. I don't have enough means to survive in this world. Indeed, I had been blessed with a baby girl, with a daughter. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am crying at the fact that how do I nourish her? When our goats can't give milk, we don't have enough money in our home to even, you know, buy oil and burn a lamp. Allahu Akbar. This is the state of our ghurbat, of our poverty. I am a destitute, I am a poor person. I have nothing in my life. How would I support this girl, this daughter that Allah has blessed me with? He said this in his dream. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the father of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabia Basriya radiyallahu ta'ala anha that you are crying because you don't have enough oil to burn a lamp in your home. You are crying because you don't have any money to lighten your home. Allahu Akbar. Why are you stressing for the roshni and the light that will illuminate from your daughter, that will emanate from your daughter, will brighten the world? She would be a great personality. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this basharat and glad tidings to the father of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabia Basriya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And he said that you don't need to worry. All you gotta do is, now you should go to the governor of Basra. You should go to the governor of Basra and tell him that I had sent you. And use my name. میرا نام کہہ کے اس سے کہنا کہ میں نے کہا ہے کہ وہ تجھے 4,000 درہم و دینار دے دے. اللہ اکبر. He should give you 4,000 درہم و دینار. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what proof? What proof should I take and go? Because ظاہر سے بات ہے وہ ثبوت کے لیے کہیں گے کہ what proof do I have that I have been sent by you, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. What do I tell him? The Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that tell him that I had not received his tuhfa, his gift, as he usually sends me. And as a recompensation of this, he should now give you 4,000 dinars. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, when the father of this great personality awakened from his sleep, happily he prepared a beautiful letter. خط تیار کی, خط کو لے کر کے کسی نہ کسی طرح دربار تک پہنچ گئے. When he reached the darbar and the court of the governor of Basra, he managed to send the letter through to the governor of Basra. And when he was a pious person, he read the letter that so and so person is saying that he has to give him 4,000 dinars as a recompensation for not sending the gift to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وہ جھومنے لگے. In a state of ecstasy, he stood up from his seat and he began to move and rock in the state of ecstasy. Out of happiness, out of khushi, out of excitement, he began to cry. He kissed the letter. He placed it against his eyes and head. Allahu Akbar. And he said, he ordered his guards to bring the father of Hazrat Rabia Basriya radiallahu ta'ala anha forward. As he was brought forward, he ordered the wazir and the treasurer to give him 4,000 dinars. Allahu Akbar. Somebody then asked, Hazrat, what is written in that letter? Why do you seem so happy? The governor of Basra was asked, why does he seem so happy? So he says that, well, this is the sabut. This letter is the evidence. This letter that I hold in my hand is an evidence and proof that the durood which I recite upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam reaches my Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I have been busy with my work, and due to which I was unable to send durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I was unable to recite durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And my Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my master, is receiving my durood. It's for this reason he sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in the dream of this person and told him that he should come to me and take 4,000 dinars as a recompensation because I never send the durood upon him. Allahu Akbar. I am crying out of happiness that my Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam does receive my durood. He says, because the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had sent you, to 4,000 to main de hi raha hun, because this is the order of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is his command sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But because you had brought this glad tidings to me, because today you had brought this khush khabri for me, therefore I order another 10,000 dinars to be given to you. Allahu Akbar. He gave him 4 and then he gave him another 10. And over and above, he said to him, kabhi aainda koi bhi kisi bhi cheez ki zarurat pare, if you ever need anything in your life, there is the door, you should come to me and ask from me. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is the barakah and the blessings of reciting darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. May you and I be energized, may we receive more enthusiasm to actually make the time to recite abundance of durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jis taraf uth gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya. Jis taraf uth gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya. Us nigahe inayat pe laakh ho salam. Woh zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafiz hukumat pe laakh ho salam. مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھ ہو سلام, شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھ ہو سلام. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ, وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let us basically listen to a منقبت in the shan of غوث اعظم رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. انشاءاللہ, what a beautiful manqabat. Inshallah, we will listen to that. And then after this manqabat, we will resume with our program. Please kindly stay tuned to Madani channel. And immediately after this, we shall be back. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ولیوں پہ حکومت
غوث پاک،
شہباز خطابت
غوث پاک،
فانوس ہدایت
غوث پاک،
ارشاد جیلانی محبوب سبحانی،
ارشاد جیلانی محبوب سبحانی،
خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا، خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا، خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا، ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا،
میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی، میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی،
جو اپنے کو کہے میرا مریدوں میں وہ داخل ہے، جو اپنے کو کہے میرا مریدوں میں وہ داخل ہے، جو اپنے کو کہے میرا مریدوں میں وہ داخل ہے، یہ فرمایا ہوا ہے میرے آقا غوث اعظم کا،
میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی، میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی،
ہماری لاج کس کے ہاتھ ہے بغداد والے کے، ہماری لاج کس کے ہاتھ ہے بغداد والے کے، مصیبت ٹال دینا کام کس کا غوث اعظم کا،
میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی، میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی،
عزیز ہو کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو، عزیز ہو کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو، تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نامے والا غوث اعظم کا،
میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی، میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی،
ندا دے گا منادی حشر میں یوں قادریوں کو، ندا دے گا منادی حشر میں یوں قادریوں کو، کدھر گئے قادری کر لے نظارہ غوث اعظم کا،
میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی، میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی،
جمیل قادری سوجا سے ہو قربان مرشد پر، جمیل قادری سوجا سے ہو قربان مرشد پر، بنایا جس نے تجھ جیسے کو بندہ غوث اعظم کا،
میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی، میرے شاہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی،
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ، یا شہ جیلانی محبوب سبحانی، اللہ اکبر۔ ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، یہ سب میرے غوث کا کرم ہے، دس از دا کرم اینڈ دا فیضان آف حضور غوث اعظم رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ۔ الحمدللہ وی ہیو لسن ٹو اے منقبت آف غوث اعظم، بٹ آور ٹاپک فار ٹوڈے از گوئنگ ٹو بی میرٹل ایشوز اینڈ کانفلکٹس۔ So how to resolve our marital issues and conflicts, inshallah, is our topic. And in today's program, our main theme is how can we basically find ideas or find solutions to our domestic violences that we have in our homes. Look, it's a global issue. It's not a regional issue or problem. It is not a problem that's only related to our current or specific society that we live in, that we reside in, but rather it is a global issue throughout the world. This violence have reached its peak. Allahu Akbar. If you had to do a survey and statistic, you would realize that the number of talaqs over the months and years have increased in comparison to the previous years. Har saal ye badhta ja raha hai, badhta ja raha hai, badhta ja raha hai. Allahu Akbar. In a week and in a month we have several talaq cases coming. And it's all because of anger, it's all because of whatever they have been bottling, or whatever the husband and wife are facing, they would know better. But because of what's seen generally, because of what's observed most of the time, fatwa and verdict is always given on what's zahir, what's apparent. it is not given on what's batin, what's inside the heart. So what's apparent, what we see, is what the verdict is given upon. So therefore, those cases which are, of course, before our eyes, and what you can see is right and what's wrong, you know. So inshallah, Azzawajal, in the looking at that, considering that, inshallah, agar ye aapke issues rahe ho, if this could have been your problem, and you found a solution to your problem, inshallah, you could be a help to many other people. You could inspire many other marital issues and problems that people are facing in our societies these days, dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel. So inshallah, Azzawajal, let us begin with this ayah of the Holy Quran.
وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ.
Translation from Kanzu Liman. And the woman also have rights similar those of men over them in accordance with Islamic law. Allahu Akbar. So from this verse we firstly learn that women, Islamic sisters, also have hukuk. They also have similar rights, just as a man has rights in Islam. If a man has certain rights, then yes, the Quran teaches us that the women also have similar rights. It's not that you have different rights or you have more over her. It's the, look at the equation, look at the equality. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this verse in the Holy Quran. Now, if we had to understand this verse even more further, listen to this, subhanallah. Hazrat Imam Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Ahmad bin Abu Bakr Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he had stated regarding this verse, the rights of the woman are important and necessary, just as the rights of husband are necessary. So the rights of the woman are also necessary, just as the rights of the husbands are necessary and important. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has said, I like to adorn myself, I like to beautify myself, just as my wife likes to beautify herself for me. Allahu Akbar. I like to adorn myself and beautify myself just as my wife likes to do for me. And I like to learn and study all those things which are important. And the same goes for her as well. I would like to study and research and learn those things which are important for me to know about my wife, about my spouse. If I would not have the knowledge and the ilm of that, then how would I fulfill the rights? How will I then keep her happy? How would then I fulfill the desires? How would then I keep this marriage happy? So therefore, I like to study and learn all those things which are important for me to know, that what should I do for her as a husband according to the Islamic law. Allahu Akbar. Because the Quran says they have similar rights. So if they have similar rights, so what is your rights and what is the rights of your wife? Ye cheez hame clear karna chahiye, we need to learn. And many a times, for those that don't know, that don't study, that don't want to know, to ye bunyadi wajah hai ki hamare beech mein jhagde jo hote hain, issues jo hote hain, problem hote hain, kyunki hame huquq ka pata hi nahi hota. We don't know the exact rights. What should I do for her as a husband? It's like a vehicle, dear viewers, under the Madani channel. Hum gaadi chalate hain, to uska license hona padta hai. If you don't have license for driving a vehicle, you will be given a fine. Perhaps you could even be going to jail. You could be into trouble yourself because you don't know how to drive. You might go and smash your vehicle or smash somebody else. You might take someone's life. Why? Because driving is an art. Driving is something that you need to have license for. You need to learn the rules and regulations pertaining to driving. You need to know the laws of the road. Jahan gaadi chalaya ja raha hai, us raaste ke bhi kanoon hote hain ki wahan kaise chalaya jata hai. Gaadi ke bhi kanoon hote hain ki kaise pakadna padta hai, kaise chalana padta hai. How should you control the vehicle? If you would mishandle the vehicle, then you could put yourself into trouble. You could put your life at risk. Likewise, dear viewers under the Madani channel, nikah and marriage is that sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the moment you perform the sunnah, now it is wajib and farb upon you. It is important upon you that you should learn the rights of your wife. How should you keep her happy? What's important for you to do in a marriage? Hamare nojawan bachche aajkal bas, you know, it's just about a fashion of saying, well, I want to get married, without knowing the masail regarding talaq, without learning the masail and the rules and regulations pertaining to divorces and talaq and marriages, what are the methods and what is farz upon me, what is obligatory upon me to do for my wife, without knowing these masail, without doing any farz ulum cause, we just basically dive into this this aspect of life when we get married. And thereafter you would notice that they have 1-2 children, and then they were going to go through divorce and talaq. Sometimes it's genuine cases, and most of the time it's not genuine cases. The cases is mostly based on, you know, fights and arguments, such arguments that have no tail and no head. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes it's because of the in-laws or because the sister-in-laws. It's because the husband comes late from work, he doesn't give time to his family. Or it's because he's got another affair that he's doing behind his wife and his children. Or there are many other wrongs that a husband does. He's just violent, he's a very angry person. He gets angry over petty issues. He doesn't forgive his wife if she can't cook food properly. He would give her tana, he would taunt her, he would shout and swear at her, he would embarrass her. Maybe she would do the same to him. They cannot stay quiet. It's 30, 40 years they are living together, but they're like nightmare almost every night in their homes. When they fight, few doors away on the right and left, neighbors even know that they fight in their homes, because this is what's happening. The children are all affected because of their arguments and fights and that violence which is happening in the home. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, kya humne kabhi ghor kiya? What the Holy Quran speaks about the rights of our spouses, of our wives. Hame kis tarah se rehna chahiye? Hame hamari upar lazim kya hai? What is necessary upon us? For example, that only looking and dressing well. This is the rights that your wife has over you and you have over her. Why must she only beautify herself? Look at the niyya and the intention. Agar hamari niyat ye hai ki padoso ke liye, programs or functions ke liye, whenever we go into any gatherings, functions, weddings, ceremonies, get-togethers, then only the husband and wife would dress well. Public ko dikhane ke liye. Lekin when they at home, when they alone, when they are just them both, they don't actually care about the dressing. They don't care to look nice for each another. Now, my question to the Islamic sisters and the Islamic brothers are, do we only like to look good and nice and handsome and, you know, upright and good, and we like to adorn ourselves only when there's family get-togethers and wedding ceremonies in the family or in your town? Or is it you would like to look like this for your wife every single day and she would like to do for her husband every day? So this is the right way moving forward, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The best from among you is the one who's good upon the rights of his wife. And as far as the rights of my wives are concerned, I'm better than you all. Allahu Akbar. Then I'm better than all of you. I know my rights more than every one of you over my wife. So every husband has rights over his wife and every wife has rights over her husband. Lekin aksar ye dekha gaya hai ki the husbands like to supersede the wives, maybe because of being a man or whatever the case may be. Ye sahi nahi hai, ye durust nahi hai. The dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel who are watching this program right now, inshallah, we need to basically, you know, understand these issues. We need to highlight them, we need to fix them. If your marriage is at stake at this moment, if your marriage is about to break apart, this is the time, fix it. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap baithe, ek dusre ke saath baithe, isko resolve kare, ladai karna, jhagda karna, to scream, to fight, to yell, to hit, to fight is not the solution. You would never ever find a solution this way. Agar aapne koshish ki hai, mashallah, alhamdulillah, dubara kare, phir dubara kare, try and work this out. But violence is not the way moving forward. Fighting and hitting is not the way moving forward. Ho sakta, you had been in this many times, maybe you have caught hiding, you have been beaten before in the past, but you know, you make sabr, you make dua, inshallah. In hawale se bhi kuch hadith se bhi sunenge, inshallah. Let's listen to another beautiful hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a motivational hadith. What a beautiful hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is as guidance for mankind. Allahu Akbar. لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Who is the perfect role model, subhanallah. He says in the beautiful hadith, what he says? He says, no husband should hate his wife. No husband should hate his wife.
کوئی ایسا شوہر نہ ہو جو اپنی بیوی سے نفرت کرے. Why? اللہ اکبر. He says, if there is a habit that he hates, اگر کوئی ایسی عادت ہے تمہاری اہلیہ کی, تمہاری بیوی کی, جسے تم نہ پسند کرتے ہو, تم پسند نہیں کرتے ہو, if you hate any of her habit, then surely there would be a habit which you would also like. اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر, سبحان اللہ. The holy Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you should not hate her, because if there is something that you don't like about her, then surely there would be at least one thing that you would like about her as well. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kariha minha khulqan radhiya minha akhara. That if we basically hate something of hers, then surely that we love something about her. So that means, dear viewers and the Madani channel, out of 100 good things she does, if there's one wrong that happens in the family, she looks after you, takes care of your needs, sees to you. And if one or two wrong does happen, it does not mean that we should begin to fight and sway and argue, break the dishes and the utensils in the kitchen, in the home, start swearing, embarrassing in front of the children. Bachcho ke samne is tarah se ladaiyan hoti hain ki bachche dekhte dekhte, many a times, you know, this statistics have been made as well and done. The survey was done when children who went into drugs, بچے جو ڈرگز میں گئے ہیں, who became very abusive as they grown up in school, ان سے پوچھا گیا that what is the reason for you to go into drugs, for you to be so disturbed, پڑھائی میں بالکل نہ کے برابر سمجھ لیں آپ. ان سے جب پوچھا جاتا ہے تو وہ یہی جواب دیتے ہیں. They have given this answer that we had seen our parents going through a lot of violences, too much of family violence, fights, arguments, swearing. میری ماں کو مارا جاتا ہے, پیٹا جاتا ہے, باہر گھر کے باہر پھینکا جاتا ہے, رات رات بھر باہر سوتی ہے, کھانا نہیں دیا جاتا ہے, ڈنڈے سے مارا جاتا ہے. استغفر اللہ. دیز آر دا تھنگز, دیز آر دا کمپلینز, اینڈ دیئر فور بیکاز آف دیٹ وائلنس ود دا چلڈرن فرام اے لٹل ایج, واچ ایز دے آر گروئنگ, دیکھتے ہیں کہ گالیاں کس طرح سے دی جاتی ہیں. اینڈ مینی ا ٹائمز مینی آف دوز چلڈرن ٹرن آؤٹ ٹو بی جسٹ ایز دے ڈیڈز اینڈ دے فادرز, اینڈ سم ٹائمز دے چینج, دیٹ چینجز دیم, اٹ ڈسٹربز دیم. Allahu Akbar. You know, one person came to the darbar of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ek sahab unke darwaze pe aate hain, dastak dete hain. He came to actually complain about his wife. And he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was of course married to Hazrat Sayyidina Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Ye aapki ahliya hain. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And so happened, he came to complain about his wife, and he heard that Sayyida Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha was talking to Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and she raised her voice. She raised her voice higher than the voice of Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. And this made this personality feel uncomfortable that, well, I came to complain about my wife. I had come here to complain about my marital issues and problems, but I see and I notice that Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen Umar Farooq radiyallahu an is having the similar problem. So he decided to move back. He decided to go and not relate his problem and his issue to Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an. But because he had knocked on the door, and as he decided to walk away, Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an who opened the door and seen this person standing there, he asked him, yes, how can I help you? He says, Huzur, it's fine, I had come to you for something, but it's fine, I'm going. He says, no, you had come here, so you got to tell me a problem. How can I assist and help you? I'm sure you didn't come here for nothing. So he says, well, Huzur, the problem is that I noticed that you have a similar issue and problem just as I have. And the problem is, you know, wife as usual, the fights, the arguments, the problems, the nagging, the domestic problems that we go through in our marriage. So I came for some advice to you that I'm bottling and I'm, you know, I can't take it anymore, and I want you to give me some advice. I came for this advice to you, but you have the similar problem in your home, Hazrat. Allahu Akbar. Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, taken him for a small and short walk, and he gave him this advice. He says, look, my wife, listen attentively, dear viewers and listen to Madani channel. He says, my wife, she is the reason, she is the cause and reason for saving me from the hellfire. It's because of her I'm not you know, wandering here and there. My eyes is not on any other woman but my wife because of her. If I was not married to her, I would have been in problem. My nafs would have challenged me. But she keeps, or she takes care of all my needs. She is there for me as a wife and to save me from the hellfire. Number two, this is my property. This is my home. In my absence, she takes care of my property. Allahu Akbar. She makes sure that everything is fine, everything is well. My children, she have given birth to, she have groomed them, she have brought them up, she have nourished them. She takes care of them, she baths them, changes them, feeds them. This is my wife who takes care of my desires, my needs. She takes care of me, she takes care of my property, my home, she takes care of my children. She cooks for me, she feeds for me, she cleans the home. She cleans the house, she keeps everything fine. She does so much for me. But in return of that, if she has to say extra few words, if she has to argue with me or talk louder than me, why should I get upset? Why can't I oversee that because of what she does for me in return? Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful answer. You think cooking is game? You think cooking and preparing food for the family is easy? Taking care of the children, seeing to their needs is easy? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers under the Madani channel, this is no game at all. This is also a job on its own. Your job may be just 8 hours a day in your company, but a mother, a wife, her job is 24 hours when she gives birth to children. The labor pain, the problems. Inshallah, I want to give you the ahadith and fadail related to that. What's the status of women in Islam? But right now, what we need to understand is that what Umar Faruq radiallahu ta'ala mentioned to this person brought tears into his eyes. His eyes were flooded with tears. And he cried and he said, Huzur, my wife does the exact same thing as your wife. But I never ever thought in this direction. I never ever felt to do this in my life. I never thought in this angle. I just thought, well, it's normal, it's her nature. She's supposed to do this because I'm the husband, she's the wife, she's got to do it. No. She has similar rights just as you have. Allahu Akbar. A wife cooks food for you. She prepares the food for you. She feeds you. She looks after you. Not everything is her right to do over a husband. If you go into the court of the ulama and mashayikh and muftiyani kram, they will prove to you that what is your rights over her? What do you have to provide for her? Shelter, food, clothing. And her cooking of the food is just as a partner job that you are doing something, she's doing something. But it's your responsibility to feed her. Allahu Akbar. Yet, if they go out of the way to make you extra happy, go an extra mile, you know, walk that extra mile to make another extra dish for you, to make your mood better. And what happens when you come from work because there's extra salt in the food, or there's less salt in the food, we would throw that entire food away. Yes. Yes, we have heard of stories where they would kick that whole dish. Her 3-4 hours standing and preparing that meal is down the drain just because of extra salt in the food. Allahu Akbar. You know, a very, very beautiful story comes to mind of a person, Allahu Akbar, that he sat to eat on the table with his wife, and his wife served him with a meal, and there was extra salt in the food. And this time, because his adat and he had that habit of, you know, shouting at his wife because of the extra or less salt in the food. This time here, he was so fed up and tired. He thought to himself, chalo yaar, aaj Allah ke khatir, Allah ki riza ke liye maaf kar dete hain. Today for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I forgive you. I won't even talk about it. He never even explained this to his wife. The salt was less in the food and he basically never said anything. After a few days, he passed away. As he passed away, after another few days or some time, he came in the dream of his friend. So his friend asked him, ya akhi, oh brother, ma fa'ala Allahu bika? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? I mean, how are you dealt with in the qabr, in the hereafter? What happened there? In alam barzakh, what's happening to you? What is your life in that world in comparison to this world? He says, well, you know, I sinned a lot in this dunya. And I was due for punishment. I was due for punishment. My Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then just forgiven me. So this person asked him in the dream, how did Allah forgive you and why were you forgiven? He says, well, simply because of this, that one day I was in my home having a meal And usually my wife would put less salt in the food or extra salt and would get angry. And that day, I had forgiven her for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm not going to fight about the salt anymore. Allahu Akbar. Because I forgiven her, therefore I had been told that Allah had forgiven me as well in return for forgiving His bandi. Therefore Allah has forgiven His banda. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This person got up from his dream and then he related this waqiyah to other family members that he had seen about this person that had passed away. It is true, it is possible, providing that we understand our rights. Listen to this beautiful hadith, dear viewers, and listen to Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Arbaz bin Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, to give your wife water also is charity. Allahu Akbar, to give your wife as well is charity. When this Sahabi Rasul, Hazrat Sayyidina Arbaz bin Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, aap jab ghar gaye, to apne ahliya ko pani pila rahe hain. He is giving his wife a glass of water or a bowl of water to drink. And he says, well, abhi main sarkar ki bargah se hoke aaya ho. I am just returning from the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I had heard the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, even if a husband had given a glass of water to his wife to drink, that is counted as charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Dear viewers and listeners of Madine channel, helping your wife, feeding your wife, feeding your children. Many a time, the reason for problems and conflicts in our marriages, in marital issues is, you know, taking the credit. Main ye karta hoon, main wo karta hoon, main sara kuch kar raha hota hoon. Wife is working, she is saying something, husband is working, he is saying something. And they put it upon each other. You know, they want to live in their own territory, but under one roof. She wants to live off what she's earning, and he wants that sharing and caring aspect is no more there is hardly there amongst husband and wives. Sometimes the wife feels that she's earning more than her husband, and she's got an upper hand. He believes the same, and he would do his own thing. Sometimes they feel undermined because of the salary difference, or whatever the case may be, because of no understanding, dear viewers, in the Samadhani channel. But look at this hadith. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hain ki sarkari dua alam Noore Mujassam Shah Bani Adam Ahmad Mujtaba, our beloved Nabi, the cause and cream of creation, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, had said, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you spend will be rewarded. To the extent that even the muscle that you put in the mouth of your wife, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of the Madani channel, this hadith which I have narrated to you is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Sahih al-Bukhari, authentic book. What a beautiful hadith. Even the muscle that you put, all of this creates muhabbah and love. Another hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing to be placed on the scale of deeds will be that wealth which he has spent on his family. Allahu Akbar. The first thing that will be placed on mizan, on the scale, on the pan of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah will be that wealth which you spent on your family. So depriving your family, kai martaba aisa hota ki log ro rahe hote hain, aurte ro rahi hoti hain ki mera shohar ek paisa nahi deta, he doesn't give me even a single cent to spend, ro ro ke mangna padta hai. But yes, he spends on other things, he lives a very lavish life, he would go, he would buy anything he wants to buy, he would gift other people's money, he will gift money to other people out there. He will donate lots of money, but jab hum ghar ke liye kuch paise mangte nahi dete hain. Allahu Akbar. Astaghfirullah. If this is also a reason for having problems in your marriage, look at this hadith. Kya aap nahi chahte hain ki that wealth which you spend on your family, on your immediate family, on your wife and children, that wealth and that money, that dawlat will be placed on the scale, on the mizan, with the deeds, with the good deeds on the day of Qiyamah, subhanallah. Meaning you will be rewarded for even spending wealth on your family. It is counted, dear viewers, on this Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon what we are doing. On the other hand, our Islamic brothers as well, hamare jo Islami bhai hain, wo bhi sabr karein, Islami behne bhi sabr karein. Sabr, sabr, sabr. Aisa nahi hota ki hum pehle ladai karein, jhagda karein, ek dusre ko mare, first we should fight, then we sway, we slander, we accuse each other, marne peetne ke baad phir kehte hum sabr karenge, we make sabr, we make patience. طلاق دینے کے بعد ہم صبر کریں گے. ڈیئر ویوز آن دس مدنی چینل, الصبر عند صدمۃ الاولى, الصبر عند صدمۃ الاولى, that صبر اینڈ پیشنس از ان دا فرسٹ انسٹنٹ وین دیر از اے پرابلم ان یور میرج, وین دیر از اے ایشو ان یور ریلیشن شپ, صبر کریں آپ, اللہ کی رضا کے لیے صبر کریں. اینڈ فائنڈ اے سولوشن فار دیٹ. لک, ایک حدیث پاک میں آیا ہے کہ اف دا مین اف دا ہزبینڈ, جو شوہر ہوگا نا, اگر وہ صبر کرے, اف ہی ول میک صبر, اور وہ صبر نہیں جو کمپلین والا ہو کہ ایک طرف ہم صبر بھی کر رہے ہیں, دوسرے ہاتھ پہ ہم پوری دنیا کو بتا رہے ہیں, ڈنڈورا پیٹ رہے ہیں پورے محلے میں, برادری میں لوگوں کے پاس جا کے کمپلین کرتے, پھر کیسے ہم صبر کرتے ہیں. دیٹس ناٹ دا صبر. صبر مینس وین یو ڈونٹ کمپلین اباؤٹ یور پرابلم, یو ٹالریٹ, یو ٹیک ان, یو ڈونٹ لیٹ آؤٹ. یو سو سم تھنگ رانگ ہیپننگ اور یور وائف رانگڈ یو, بٹ یو فور گیون ہر, دیٹ از کال صبر. یو ڈونٹ کمپلین اباؤٹ یور پرابلم, دیٹ از کال پیشنس اینڈ صبر. اینڈ اف یو ڈو سو, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ, اللہ عز و جل ول ریوارڈ یو ایکویولنٹ ٹو دا ریوارڈ آف سیدنا ایوب علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فار ہیونگ صبر اینڈ پیشنس. اللہ اکبر. اور اگر ہماری بہنیں صبر کریں, اینڈ اف دا اسلامک سسٹرز میک صبر, دین دے ول بی ریوارڈڈ, دے ول ریسیو دا ریوارڈ اینڈ ثواب ایکویولنٹ ٹو دیٹ آف سیدنا آسیہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا, دا وائف آف فرعون. ڈیئر ویوز آن دس مدنی چینل, look at the reward and sawab. Allahu Akbar, how great is our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many many beautiful hadith inshallah azza wa jal, that the holy rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, idha sallat al mar'atu khamsaha, the woman who read all her five daily salah, wa samat shahraha, and fasted in the month of Ramadan al mubarak. Allahu Akbar. Number 3, and protected her chastity, she protected her body from any other guna. Number 4, wa ata'at zawjaha, and obeyed her husband. Namaz bhi padhi, Ramzan mein roze rakhe, aur apne jism ki hifazat ki, kisi gunah mein mubtala nahi hui, and apne shohar ke farma bardar hai. She obeyed her husband. Qila laha dkhulil jannata min ayy abwabil jannat shi'ti. Allahu Akbar. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be said to her that these are the doors of Jannah. You may enter from whichever door you wish to enter. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this will be said to her on the day of Qiyamah. Enter from whichever door you wish to enter from. Subhanallah. So these four conditions are there, that she has to respect her husband as well. Namaz, roza, protect her chastity, her body. And then of course, obeying her husband, being obedient, being farma bardar. And if you are doing it, aur phir bhi tumhari zindagi mein problems bahut hain, there's too much of issues, then sabr karein. As I gave you the hadith of sabr, subhanallah. The one who observes, who perseveres, patience and sabr, she will be rewarded equivalent to the thawab and reward of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Fir'aun. The sabr that she had with Fir'aun, Allahu Akbar, you will be given similar type of reward and thawab for enduring sabr over your hardships and calamities in your life. This is the good affairs of being the ummatis of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeh sab sarkar ki shan hai, yeh sab meri sarkar ki barkatein hai. So inshallah, consider these ahadith, and likewise there are so many other ahadith inshallah azza wa jal. So what we need to do is make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all this that Allah azza wa jal has given us inshallah azza wa jal. Make sabr and patience inshallah. Aur aap ek formula tayar kar li inshallah. You know, these waqiyas and these stories, of course there are only few that I had mentioned, but of course there are many other stories and waqiyas and ahadith that speaks about the rights. There are many ayats in the Holy Quran. How should be you a garment to your husband, and how a husband should be a garment for his wife. Protect each another from gunas and sins. Ek dusri ki madad kare namaz padhne ke liye, acche kamon ke liye help kare, assist kare, madad kare, na ke ladai kare. They should not fight, they should rather help each another. Allahu Akbar. The affairs of a man is also very good, alhamdulillah. In fact, Bu Ali Sina, you know, a very big philosopher, he says that shohar jab bahar ho to sher ki tarah bane. He should be like a lion when he's outside his home, but when he comes inside his home, he should be like a child. Bachche ki tarah acting kare. نہ کہ وہ شیر گھر میں بنے رہے. He should not be like a lion in his home and fight with his wife and children and show his power that he has. This is totally wrong to fight with them, to argue with them. So whenever there is a problem at home, sit together as a family, share the problems. If you have done it, try it again. If you have failed, dobara try karein. Ya phir, you know, speak to the ulama-e-ikram, go in the bargah of the ulama with your mahram, or the husband should take their wives and sort these matters out, inshallah, azawajal. Learn the rights of each another, and you will surely find some type of life in your life, inshallah, azawajal. Hum dua karte hain ki Allah Ta'ala hum sab ki zindagi mein khushhali ata farmaye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins. We shall be back, inshallah, azawajal, with another episode of this amazing series called The Early Echo. So please stay tuned to Madani Channel. Enjoy this program. Furthermore, inshallah, in the coming episodes, and convey this message to others as well. Remember, you can watch Madani Channel off your cell phones via downloading Madani Channel from the Play Store. You can simply go to Play Store and type in Madani Channel, and from there, inshallah, you can download this application of Madani Channel. You will get them in three languages: Bangla, Urdu, and English, inshallah. And of course, wherever you are living in the world, whichever language you wish to watch Madani Channel in, you can watch them, inshallah. You can watch it and you can convey this to others as well for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we would like to take your ijazah once again with the missionary statement of Da'wati Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.